This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Hey, this is big news. The Hockey Heaven podcast, brought to you by Baldwin Ace Hardware, has returned. Okay? This episode is a crossover episode with the dudes from Just Chirpin', which is a hockey podcast. Four beer leaguers, four men's league players get together weekly, and they talk hockey. So I said, hey, you know, you just started marketing on the Eric Zane Show podcast. You should join me on the reemergence of Hockey Heaven, brought to you by Baldwin Ace Hardware. And one of the all-around amazing good guys in hockey joined us for this episode. Ben Simon, coach of your Grand Rapids Griffins. This guy is awesome. I love him so much. We got Jay and Stefan from Just Chirpin'. Now, these two dudes are new to podcasting. So I basically said to them, I'm throwing them to the wolves. And I said, okay, you know, we're going to talk to the coach. I'm going to expect you to bring the heat. Ask him a question, whatever, you know. They were nervous as balls. But I think they did pretty good. But I cannot let it slide about Jay. Okay, I've known the guy for as long as this podcast is. And he opens up with, oh my God, I'm so excited to talk to you. I don't know who you are. I'm not kidding you. This was hysterical. He was talking about Coach Simon. I was like, oh shit, what the fuck are you doing? So enjoy this. This is the audio version. If you want the video version, you can find it on my YouTube or my website or something like that. I don't know. Who cares? But anyway, it's Baldwin Ace Hardware bringing you Hockey Heaven, the return of the Hockey Heaven podcast. Here you go.
Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game.
I hear him.
Buddy.
Hey, you got the logo, and I got old school logo. You see that?
We gotta find your new wardrobe. You gotta update your wardrobe, bro.
This is back from when you played.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, pal.
How come you're an American hockey player, but you sound Canadian?
I'm American. Is that better? America. I'm America.
I have my buddy Stefan Hyde here, and he seems to be struggling. Would you just sit still? Can you just sit still, Stefan?
Yeah, let me do this. Yeah, I like that better.
All you got to do is sit there and talk hockey with Coach here. Stefan has another podcast called Just Chirpin', and he's just launching the thing. So this is what I'm doing. I'm reintroducing him, because actually you two have crossed paths with, and Ben's like, wait, what are you talking about? But there was a hockey camp that Stefan went to at Notre Dame. Isn't that right, Stefan?
That's right. I was 13 years old.
And he was, whoa, we're dating me now? What the? Notre Dame hockey. Yeah, we used to love those. And so I was obviously in school still, right?
It was.
Yeah, a lot back then. Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, we had fun at that as in. Had fun at the kid. Hopefully you had fun. Or you can give you an email you can send complaints to.
Right.
There's statute of limitations on complaints and refunds.
Yeah, right. What was the – because you didn't tell me what it was. You said there was just some hilarious moments that you remember from that. Right, Stefan?
Oh, yeah. So we're 13-year-old kids, and you guys are working us pretty good doing wall sits and all kinds of different things. This poor kid shows up to the hockey camp, and he's wearing a Georgia Tech baseball cap.
Uh-huh.
And Ben immediately jumps all over him, calling him a meathead, this and that. And the poor kid was called Bumblebee Tuna that entire week in South Bend.
Georgia. Yeah, you can't wear that on Notre Dame. Sacred ground, man. You can't do that.
any memory of this? Of you heckling him?
Me? Oh, I used to chirp kids all the time. Made me feel better about myself. no, we had fun. Like, honestly, it was fun. It was in the summer, so the campus is a little bit more quiet. Little liveliness with all kinds of different camps going on, a little bit of action there. He got paid a little bit of money, and it was, it was just fun. It was a good time. A little change of pace in the summer.
Did you violate NCAA rules by admitting that right now? Is that did that just happen?
Oh, we can get paid money if we're working a hockey camp. For sure, we can.
I didn't know that. I thought.
Let's be clear. When I say make, it wasn't a lot of money. But in college, it seemed like a lot of money. It's not like I was making my NIL or name and likeliness and image stuff, because the name, the likeliness, and the image is not too profitable.
So, I've really been enjoying watching you progress as a coach in the league, and kind of finding your way. And you're in a really great organization that really loves cultivating the coaching staff. And you guys are an extremely important, valuable asset to the NHL team. This is really fantastic. I mean, not every team has this type of setup where at a moment's notice, you can be there to help these guys out like you had to just recently. You coached the Red Wings not long ago.
Yeah, no, it was fun. Obviously a great experience, but I mean, it's a fantastic job. I mean, we value our jobs. We love our jobs. Our staff is fantastic. We have a lot of fun with these players. We understand that these players are going to take their lumps. They're going to have their failures, but at the same time too, they're going to get back up. They're going to dust themselves off. They're going to improve. They're going to get better. And hopefully we get to tell them that they get to achieve their boyhood dream. And when the opportunity presents themselves, they get to go play in the National Hockey League. So that's, at the end of the day, that's one of the biggest thrills of our jobs, is to be able to tell these guys that they're going up.
I'm going to bring Jay in from Just Chirping in a second here, but, okay, with you, you're going there. You're the one who's maybe a little uncomfortable fish out of water. How did you approach this? I mean, that's, for me, that sounds like a very nerve-wracking scenario.
Yeah, well, it was exciting. As a coach, you're not thinking in the middle of a season you're going to get recalled or called up. That's happens to players. So Jeff was great. Doug Huda was fantastic. Kriegs came up with me. So there's familiarity there. And we've known these guys. We've been in the same organization for quite a long time. Blash's three biggest strengths are probably his communication skills, his preparation, and his hair. Between all three of those, it was easy to step in there and do it for a game. And so he had his game plan. Doug Huda was in charge of all the other meetings and stuff. Obviously, he's been there for a long time, and I think that his message resonated a heck of a lot deeper than some new guy coming in for a game or two. And that's Doug's team. So I think between the three of us, we managed as best we could. And Jeff was behind the scenes, seeing what he could see through video. And at the end of the day, we got through it, had fun doing it, and the guys actually start out slow, but finish strong and end up getting two big points for that organization, for that team.
Jason from Just Chirpin joins us. First of all, Jason, thank you for being part of this show. Now what you have here is four beer league / men's league guys. So, I mean, that's perfect, who talk hockey and they know a hell of a lot more about it than I do. Okay. So this is a combination of four people who play the game, love the game, talk about it on a podcast, working with me. So that's awesome. So Jason, what do you have for Coach Simon?
Hey, by the way, I just want to say thank you for having us on.
Oh, pleasure's mine. Pleasure's mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You described it best when you said it's like the poverty version of spit and chiclets. look at us. We're both in our work van sitting here all excited, all stoked to talk to somebody, with such a big name. So yeah, I'll just jump right in. I'm not going to lie. If you listen to the podcast, I play hockey. I love the game, but, not much of a follower and things like that. That's actually what earned Stefan a spot on the show, was that his knowledge. So I had to Google you today a little bit to get some,
what a terrible start. What a horrible start.
It's on the internet. It's got to be true, right?
Oh. Right. Well, that's what I was gonna say. You know, I could sit here and I watch a lot of your interviews. Just by that alone, I like you already. Obviously, one hockey player to the other, I think that we have a kinship on our own. But I was just gonna, Eric kind of, I don't want to say stole my win there, but you get called up. I mean, that experience had to be awesome. I can imagine. Me and Stefan were talking about it. You know, usually the players are the ones getting called up, and here you are as a coach getting called up. Like I said, I could ask you questions that you've been asked all around the table. Yeah, I found something you said in a quote about, you know, what hockey is to you and how much you love it and all that. And you said, I don't identify who I am around the game of hockey, though almost all of your memories that you have in life, good and bad,
yeah,
are around hockey. You've been quoted, kind of coined as a grinder player. And that's kind of, you know, what you look for in your guys, is guys that are willing to work really hard and grind it out. A question that I wanted to ask you that I think kind of gets overlooked is, you know, you obviously played in the Professional Hockey League, something that most every hockey player dreams of and doesn't reach. Is there a moment where you were on the ice with one of your idols that you just will never forget for the rest of your life that you'd like to share?
I mean, there are quite a few. And I mean, I've been around the game of hockey since I've been 5 years old, and growing up through, you know, different experiences through the game and a lot of applicable life lessons through the game of hockey, through the sport. A lot of great ones, a lot of disappointments, but and you've got big milestones throughout your career, but I think probably one thing that really sticks out for me was my first NHL game. And it was in Atlanta, playing for Atlanta against the Washington Capitals. And it was a D-zone faceoff. Bob Hartley puts our line out there. My parents' brothers were all there. It was awesome. They flew them out there first shift. So they, fourth line grinder, like to say, D-zone faceoff, we throw the fourth line out there, which is our line. And so, of course, Washington has the last change. So Washington puts out their top line. Here comes Adam Oates. And I don't know if you've ever seen Adam Oates' stick blade. His stick blade is maybe 8 inches, smaller stick blade. I used to love the Boston Bruins, Adam Oates, Cam Neely, Ray Bourque. Love those guys. So my first faceoff was against Adam Oates. Stick down. Didn't even come remotely close to touching the puck. He snaps it back. They go D-to-D, shot, change. Great scoring chance. Bob Hartley, change it up. So my first shift lasted maybe a total of 4.5 seconds, lost the face up, but I got to play against a guy. Oh, that's Adam Oates. So it was pretty cool. And then actually another game that was pretty cool to be part of that same year in Atlanta was a New Year's Eve game in Detroit. And I was playing against Atlanta. Being out in warmups, you're sitting there stretching there. I mean, Hall of Famers going around that. So if you look at the roster, it was just all-star after all-star after all-star. And it ended up being, I think we lost the game 7-6 in overtime or something, but it was a packed Joe Louis Arena. It was just really cool to be a part of. And you remember just the excitement, and, you know, I probably didn't play all that much, but it was a pretty cool experience just to be a part of.
Hey, everybody, it's your pal EZ to talk about one of my amazing partners, Mint Mobile. Mint Mobile's done it right, you know. If you're like a sucker who's trapped paying tons of money to big wireless, it's time to end that cycle. You see, with big wireless, what you see is never what you get. Somewhere between the store and your first month's bill, the price you thought you were paying magically skyrockets. I've seen this happen so many times, especially with Pooh Bear, when she breaks her phone and gets a new one. Oh, yeah, it's only going to cost me this much. And get home, and it's a complete disaster. I need, a personal loan to pay the bill. With Mint Mobile, you'll never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Okay. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans. I do this, and you should too. My bill went from astronomical to $15 a month for my phone. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. The game is up for Big Wireless. We are on to you. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Zane. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower over 40 gig on unlimited plan, but you'll be fine. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That is excellent,
oh,
Jason.
Absolutely.
Excellent, excellent work. Stefan, what do you got for Coach?
I want to know what's going on. You got a couple of days off. You play on New Year's Eve, and you got a home and home with Milwaukee. How does the transition work? Do you guys leave right from the rink and jump on a bus and go to Milwaukee, or where are we partying at?
So you want to talk about grinding in the American League. This is the American Hockey League at its best. We have we're at a Christmas break. We come back. We three or four, and obviously we're supposed to play on Monday. That our game was postponed, and so we practiced Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We'll play Friday. Jump on a bus. Have a quick bite here. They do a great job. Our catering company here, Jeff Dube and his crew, give us a nice meal. We jump on the bus to Milwaukee. We'll get there at about, it's a 6 o'clock game. So typically it's a 7 o'clock game. We'll get to Milwaukee 1 o'clock, 2 in the morning, have an optional skate in the morning in Milwaukee, another 6 o'clock game, pack up the stuff, have a meal at the rink, pack our circus up, jump on the bus and head on down to Chicago, play a 3 o'clock game in Chicago, play that game, eat at the arena, jump on the bus back in GR by 10.
Holy moly.
So it's a grand. Then, you know, we got 6 games and 9 nights coming up, and it's, that's half the fun is the, you got to love the grind. You got to love the, you just have to love putting the work in, and it's tiring, but this is why you take advantage of times in the summer. This is the fun. It's hard, but it's fun.
Are you reminding them constantly that whole mentality about, lunch pail mentality, blue collar, this is work. This is, so if this was easy, it'd be basketball, all that sort of, kind of like, reminding them that this is to keep them focused. Cause I imagine sometimes, especially with young players, that
it's hard,
it
is hard, but at the end of the day, whenever anyone asked me there, when I played or when, sometimes our players are getting frustrated. It's like, what do you do for a living? What do you do for, you play hockey, you play a game, for a living. What a cool job to go in and you got 20 buddies and you go in, you play a game, you work, you compete. It's hard work and you should be challenging yourself every day. But to go through a season and you go through these long road trips, your ups and downs of the seasons, your highs, your lows, and you get to know these guys, it's an adventure, but it's a great adventure. And it's long days, long nights at times, but you have to be able to, grind, you have to be able to work. And if you don't like the work that it takes to get to the next level, then you're in the wrong business.
Right.
Every job's hard.
Jason, you got anything for Coach?
No, man. Like I said, watching a bunch of your interviews and stuff, I'm a fan.
I appreciate that.
Just the grinding and, the way that you hold yourself and what you look for. I watched an interview, then someone asked you about Bertuzzi. And you didn't even take that as an opportunity to say, hey, yeah, I did what I did and got that guy there. And in fact, it was all humbleism. And you were like, hey, man, I was just happy to be a part of it and know that maybe something I said or did, helped him grind it out to get to where he is. And that's fantastic, man. I really like that interview. So I'm a super big fan of yours in the sense, and I'd love to see you when the time is right coaching the Wings.
I appreciate that. Yeah, and that is half the fun. Like you kick on the TV and you turn on and there's a player that you're coaching. You'd like to think that maybe in some way, shape, or form that you had an impact on them and that they're a better person and a better hockey player for it. But yeah, I mean, the players that I've had the opportunity to be around are just fantastic people first and foremost, and the credit should go to them because they're the ones that are putting in the time and the work and making the most of the opportunity when it's afforded to them.
Coach, something popped into my head with these guys doing a men's league and beer league. Do you guys have an emergency goalie?
We've used a couple guys. Yeah. So
there's this local, are they like ready? You just call them and say, hey, get ready. It might be time for you if someone else gets hurt.
Sometimes. Yeah. And then if we're going long practices or, a lot of skills days, we'll bring in an extra goalie to give our goalies a little bit of a breather and, spread the workload a little bit. So come game time that, our guys aren't completely burned out for the week.
Have you ever,
I'll tell you, Dave DeSander, I'll give him a little, I'll pump his tires. Dave's been, I won't. Yeah. Dave's been great. He's come in. He actually competes already. Loves it. And the guys love having him around. So he's solid human being, good dude. And the guys like having him around.
That's awesome. Stefan.
Oh, I can't thank you enough for having us join you for this interview. I mean, as a Zaniac and a fan of you, Eric, it's an honor to be on the Hockey Heaven segment and
cool.
to meet, over Zoom with Ben Simon to see him again now that we're both grown adults. Tremendous career that you had.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Physically grown adults. You can debate that one.
No, yeah. and that it just comes to mind. I mean, the interaction where this was pre-COVID, I'm doing a auction with, five dozen people in front of me in the stands and I need a water and someone, it was him. I open up the water. I drink the water. I go, but
it wasn't a chewed piece of gum. First of all, it was a piece of gum.
No, and then
he gets sick and he's going to blame me for his,
He
like,
got
look
me.
Look what you're doing, man! You got to look what you're doing.
This grease ball was infected with some disease, and he ball. Got. Oh,
all right.
Hey, who has more hair, you or Blashill?
Right now, I do probably here, but I got to get my life together this afternoon, mix in a shave, and get ready for the weekend.
Okay, so New Year's Eve, you guys won't be able to celebrate. It's kind of like you play the hockey game and off, like you said.
Yeah, well, that's our job. So, you do miss out on some, New Year's Eve, maybe your Christmas break isn't as great or as long as you think, but it's the best job in the world. So, you do miss out on some little things, but in the long run, I wouldn't change it for anything in the world.
I love the atmosphere at the games. The hockey team gives me carte blanche to be able to do various nuanced things when the play stops. And I love watching the bench, looking for reactions from players on things. Is there anything that stands out that I can get from my knowledge that you hear me do? Because I sometimes wonder if anybody's even listening.
Oh, we're listening. Yeah, we can hear your little, and there's a delay in the game and you're chirping the guy. Oh, good hustle. Charlie also love the hustle. we hear it, but we can't get too distracted.
No.
Give it grief after the fact. But I think all in all, like our hockey business side of things and the show within the show and the team behind our team is, it's tops in the American League, and we've got a great building here. The people that put the time in to get the fans and to put the show on for our great fans here is great. New Year's Eve is one of the best games, best environments to be a part of here. And it should be a lot of fun.
You've been watching World Juniors, watching Donovan Cibrango.
I have. Yeah. I got my USA Hockey here, buddy.
Canada beat Austria, so that was big. And Donovan got a goal in game one. I don't know if you saw that. He was trailing the play. It was a great-looking goal.
Nice pass by Perfetti there, who plays in Manitoba. So, and buried his opportunity. So it's great to see him have that opportunity to represent Canada. It's a lot of people in the U.S. don't understand the significance of the World Junior Tournament. But in Canada, where hockey is tenfold, a huge honor. And he was extremely excited. His family was extremely excited and proud. His mom was, they interviewed his mom. You can just see the thrill, like they're genuine, just the genuine, the amateurism, the importance it means to them and just the fun that they're having with it. It's refreshing. And he's been a great, for a young kid that for all intents and purposes, by the rules, he's only allowed to play for the Griffins this year because he played a requisite number of games in the American League last year. For a kid of his youth and experience, he's come in here and had a, you know, his confidence is getting stronger. It's getting better. I hope this tournament, similar to what Joe Valeno did, goes on to World Juniors and shows that has a good showing over there and comes back and takes that confidence and hits the ground running when he comes back here. But in the meantime, yeah, we're watching, we're cheering, and a lot of prospects for Detroit are playing in that tournament. But we've been seeing a lot of those kids. So when you see Donovan, guys that you have here and you're more intimately involved with on a daily basis, it's awesome to see. So we're cheering from afar. And, you know, if and when they play the U.S., I got to make a decision as to who I'm cheering for.
Right, right. speaking of youth and young players, watching Moritz Seider play in Grand Rapids, and you coach Moritz Seider. And then last year he was playing in the Swedish league, and now he's in the NHL. He's really he's a super special player, right? I mean, is everybody picking up on the same thing about he's extremely rare?
Well, Mo's biggest strength and attribute is just it's his enthusiasm, his infectious personality. He's got just got a vibe about him that you want to root for the kid. He works hard, great attitude, great work ethic. And on top of that, he's a pretty darn skilled special player, and he's not afraid to make mistakes. He cut his teeth down here a little bit. And then obviously with the league being shut down, is a great experience for him to go play over in Sweden. I think both as a experience hockey wise, but you know, being on his own as a young kid in a different country, it strengthened his personality even further. And I think it's matured him as a person further. And I think you see that translate onto the ice. He's just a fantastic, unique player that I think the Red Wings did a really good job of identifying and grabbing at the right time.
It's going to be tough to root against Joey Hicketts and Dominic Turgeon in about a week here. They're coming to Grand Rapids.
You'll have your field day with them on at the appropriate times. But yeah, those guys, big turnover this year. We lost, I didn't lose, just a changeover, and that happens in the America League. You know, you lost guys like Joe Hicketts, Dominic Turgeon, Dylan McElrath, other guys graduated to Detroit. So, you know, we saw those guys last time in Iowa, and those are guys that have been here for 4 or 5 years. So this was really, for me, the first year that I've been here where those guys haven't been here. So it was a little bit, different.
Yeah.
But those guys are just fantastic guys. And they helped, you know, when we won in 2017, they were big pieces of that. And to help build the culture that we've tried to establish here and maintain here, it's sorely missed. And I'm sure they're applying what they learned in their experiences here and helping Iowa cultivate their own kind of.
Right on, team there. Right on. Final word, Jason, do you have any one sentence stuff you can pass along to the coach, words of encouragement, maybe catch him at a beer league game or check out your podcast?
Hey, absolutely, man. Maybe the future will bring us having another conversation on Just Chirping. That would be fantastic and definitely give us a leg up on, some of the comp. But, hey, man, again, huge fan. I'm actually going to be paying more attention now just because of, getting to read up on you in this interview and stuff. So good luck, dude. Keep doing what you do.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks. Yeah. And Zane, you can flip my info to Jason and Steph, and I'd be happy to come on.
Yeah. I'll pass them over to Streetle, and I'll put in a good word in that. Cause the Griffins, they're always like, oh, you got to come through us. I'm like, no problem. No problem. I don't want to step on your toes, but I'll definitely do that. Stefan, final word.
Thanks for coming on with us, and check out justchirping.com. Go Irish and go Griffins.
Beautiful. All right.
Coach,
thanks.
Coach, I appreciate thank you. I'll see you thanks, Friday. Ben.
Zahner, can I ask one question first?
Please do.
Like, your dogs haven't moved like that. If that doesn't epitomize like owners and their dogs, like that is you right there.
Yeah. This is
real man.
That's O'Neill. He's son, and that's Bruce. And you know what? I'm not kidding you. We got him when Bruce Ramsey was an assistant coach in Grand Rapids, and we named him after Bruce Ramsey. I'm not kidding you.
That's hilarious. In fact,
if he gets in trouble, you'll hear Bruce Ramsey. They actually called him. Named after Rammer.
Oh, that's funny.
The next one's going to be named Ben Simon.
Yeah. What is your nickname? Is it Benji?
Benji. Like, that's no. a mean.
Yeah, mutt, that's horrible. What do they call you? Benner? Benner? Benny. I mean, not Benny?
Yeah. Real hockey players are real clever. Hey, Zini. Smitty. Yeah. Smith is Smitty.
Put a Y on the end of it.
Put a Y on the end of it. Yeah.
That's it. Like,
Y or
what's,
an R.
Yeah, what's an easy solution?
No. All right, boys. Thank you.
All right, gentlemen, enjoy your days.
Thank you. See ya. Bye-bye.
Take care.